Hello, welcome to Table Talk. This is Dr. John. Our faith has demonstrated a great deal by our values. I happen to believe that if we're not very careful, our values can be twisted. The most prominent biblical illustration of twisted values was Esau, who sold his birthright to his brother Jacob for a bowl of soup, and he regretted it greatly from then on. Many times we trade something that's really, really important thoughtlessly. And the most common twisted value that I observe has to do with materialism, that we trade peace of mind, financial security, and the relational calm that accompanies those qualities for some stuff. I believe that when you buy things on credit, you set yourself up for some significant relational disasters. A twisted value is when you choose to buy something that you cannot afford at the moment. It is far and away better to pay cash for anything you buy. There's nothing hanging over your head when you pay cash. If you decide you don't like it, if you decide you want to sell it, you can just get rid of it with no lingering effect, other than the fact that you paid your cash for it and now you don't like it. But it's far worse when you bought it on credit and you continue to have payments after the product's gone. I learned that the hard way, and I hope that my experience will provide you with some wisdom. I bought a used Mercedes many years ago, and I bought it on a 2-year credit plan. It had a 30-day warranty. On the 31st day, the engine blew up, and the cost of repair was going to far exceed what I paid for the car. So I didn't get it fixed. And for 23 more months, I made payments on a car I did not even have. Why did that happen? I bought something on credit, and I was also enamored by the brand. It was a Mercedes. So what else was going on? Pride. I wanted people to think different of me. I'm not going to say better, because I don't even know that it means that people think better of you. They think different. And as we look at things, stuff, we must decide what kind of life we want to live. You can live a life of twisted values, and you can disobey Jesus' clear instruction that a man's life does not consist of the abundance of things he possesses, or you can pursue things in this materialistic culture. It's a decision you make. But twisted values don't simply apply to material things. Twisted values can apply to relationships wherein you decide to favor people who seem to be more prominent or successful or affluent, when in reality, Jesus taught us that if we're going to have a feast, in other words, we're going to try to bring some people together, it should not be to impress them. It should be rather to serve them. So in our relationships, as it applies to twisted values, we need to examine our motives. Why do I want to be with that person? Why would I want to be around that person? Am I in this context to love and serve people well? Or am I here for some self-serving, self-centered motivation? When we ask the right questions about our motives, we can come up with some pretty significant revelations about ourselves. And we could discover that we have twisted values. I hope that you can be delivered from the majority of these, but the temptation to twisted values will be ever before us in that we're constantly bombarded with advertisements about things. You can be simply sitting and discussing some product that you might be interested in, and the next thing you know, the product advertisements will come up on your mobile phone. We are bombarded with temptation. Now, there's a convenience level to that if you really want the product, and it would be nice to know exactly where to get it. But there's also a temptation facet to it in which we are bombarded with things we cannot afford, things we possibly don't even need at all. So let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, I pray your blessing upon that one who listens today, who has dug a financial hole, dug a relational hole, and now they want out and they need to get out. Dear Lord, please give them light. May they turn to some of the responsible financial gurus who can guide them into taking care of the resources they have at their disposal and to manage them better for you. Lord, deliver all of us from twisted values. May our values be the good ones, like loving and serving others, and serving well as we do it. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free in Jesus' name. Amen.